May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That wasn't the passage of scripture I was going to preach from, but it's irresistible. Because it certainly is the gospel of the Lord. That, what an amazing, glorious story. People are often afraid of God's grace and extravagant love because they think that if you really embrace the grace of God, then you're just going to go sin all the time because you know God's going to keep loving you. Well, anybody who has that mindset really doesn't comprehend the grace at all. But because what the grace of God does, like Jesus expressed to that woman caught in adultery, his refusal to condemn her and to publicly embrace her and extend forgiveness to her gave him the right to say to her, now go and sin no more. Telling her to go and sin no more, holiness followed the lavishing love of God. There's a word the Lord gave me this morning. I'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. And for CTKers, of course, you'll hear it ad nauseum over the next rest of your lives. That is, the cure for a languishing heart is the lavishing love of God. That when you're able to embrace the lavishing love of God, there's nothing that can languish in your heart. You find yourself wanting to walk in holiness, wanting to sin no more. It's not that you won't sin no more, but your passion is out of expressed return love is to not do that. That story is so fascinating to me because, again, here's again Jesus. This is how God's love is. He, again, gave his life for the world, but he continuously gave himself to the one. And here is somebody who wasn't accused of adultery. I mean, how much do we live with that? Not just adultery within the body of Christ. I mean, just the whispers, the accusations, the condemnations, the criticism, the slandering, the gossip. Just extraordinary to me, those of us who are who've experienced the lavishing love of God, so give away reluctantly the love of God to others. She was caught in adultery, in the very act of sin. And the law said she should be stoned to death. And so they were putting him to the test, not just about carrying out the law, they were putting Jesus to the test. They wanted to embarrass him and expose him as false. And so they bring her out in the middle of this place. Now you remember, in that scripture, this is the end of the Feast of Tabernacles, which is an 8-day feast. All of Jesus' brothers, all of his family, they all were there for this amazing Feast of Tabernacles, which is one of the feasts that every Jew was supposed to come to no matter where you lived, anywhere in the world. But they all went home at the end of the feast, but it says Jesus stuck around. He stayed behind. And he's in the temple area teaching. Now, I'm convinced that he stuck around for this one woman. Because why didn't he go back home like everybody else did? Because there was something more to do. There were hundreds of thousands of people at the Feast of Tabernacles. Jesus stood up in the middle of the Feast of Tabernacles, or at the end of the great day, and said, if anybody thirsts, let him come after me and drink. Out of your innermost being will be rivers of living water. That was offered to thousands, tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands. And yet he stuck around, didn't go home like everybody else, for one woman who was caught in adultery. Because you see, Jesus has the ability to see into the heart of a human being. And they bring her out in the middle, and they want Jesus to stone her to death. And Jesus instead gets down and starts writing things in the dirt. And I think, this is the gospel according to Chucky, I think he wrote the Ten Commandments. These were all religious Jews. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And then he knelt down and he began to write again. I think he began to write specific sins. And then he says to them, those of you who were without sin, let him cast the first stone. And the scripture says that they all began to leave and the oldest ones left first. You know why the oldest ones got out of there first? Because they had a longer history of sin than the younger ones. I mean, one of the things about getting older, you do have a greater history with God's mercy. Younger ones are much more prone to condemn because they haven't been forgiven enough to the accumulative effect wrecks your heart towards judgmentalism and criticism. And so Jesus, and here's the thing that Jesus did. He didn't, when he told her she was forgiven, that nobody condemned her, when he wasn't going to condemn her either, he just sent her back into the neighborhood. That was risky. As a manifestation of the love of God. Because I've often wondered about that. Jesus, wouldn't it have been nice if you'd like removed her? Those people weren't going to be very nice to her. But you see, she's encountered the lavishing love of God, and it makes your heart radical. Because there are a lot of other people who need to be forgiven too in that religious setting. And she was a constant example of the lavishing grace and the love of God. And because of that, Jesus could say to her, now, in light of the fact that I'm not condemning you, go sin no more. That's the gospel, y'all. It's the grace of God that sets our hearts free toward holiness. Not guilt and condemnation and shame. The scripture says that perfect love, that amazing, extravagant love of God, cast out fear. And frees you to stand in confidence in the day of judgment. Doesn't mean that our hearts aren't broken when we sin, but it doesn't mean that perfect, when you've been perfected in love, when you've marinated long enough that you've become saturated with the love of God, there's this manifestation of fearlessness. And everything in the Christian life grows from that, because perfect love casts out fear, and you can't steward faith and live in fear at the same time. So anyway, yes, you're right. The gospel of the Lord. What a great word, huh? Thank God. For the love of Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.